Because I know you
had the experience last year at the Vegas Bowl on that, but how weird is it to be on the red side for the game like this regular season?
You know what? It feels good. It's always a good contest. Guys playing hard, and it's rivalry week, so we just got to keep on getting better, getting crisper with our assignments, and there is a little bit more level of amped up guys flying around there, so it's always fun.
Is it weird to be a former player coaching on the other side and vice versa? I know there's a bunch of guys doing it, but
there's a lot of guys on both sides, so it might be a little strange at first, but then it's old hat, it's football. We just got to go down and be ready to fight and do all we can to get that W on Saturday.
Thanks. What are some of the changes you're seeing from Kalani Sitake and the way he's coaching compared to the Vegas Bowl?
You know, guys look like they're having fun, they're enjoying it a little bit more than last year, but Kalani's just a heck of a coach. He's a great coach, he's a great friend, does things the right way, and I'm happy for the win that he had last week.
Hey, your linebackers coming along. Are you pleased with what you had? The two top tacklers in the game the other night?
Yeah, linebackers should do that, though, and that's one thing. It's all about being assignment sound and being physical and violent when you need to be, and Suni is good at that, and I think Cody's done a good job at showing up at what he's all about and kind of adopting our defensive mantra, which is nasty football players. So he's done a good job. I hope that we can improve from week one to week two to week three and so on, but I like our mentality at the linebacker spot right now.
Do you feel the dynamic of the rivalry has changed over the past couple of years, or especially with Utah changing conferences?
You know what? I don't think so. I think it's whenever you get to play BYU or BYU gets to play Utah, it's rivalry week no matter what. And guys that have been it and have been in it for a long time, whether as players or as coaches, you know, it's one of those things where, again, it's the blood goes a little bit more. It's starting to be pumped a little bit, and you get to play against a team that you don't like very much sometimes.
Do you feel like the nastiness has changed over the years, or with Kyle and Kalani's relationship, or do you feel like it's calmed down a little bit?
No, I think it's up there. I mean, again, when I was a player back then, you know, you always wanted to do all you could to get that W against that in-state rival, because you were going to see him in parties, at dances, throughout the year, and so bragging rights is huge.
What are you seeing from Kavika and his progress since fall camp?
You know, he's doing a good job. He's getting better, and he's moving forward to be a more solid linebacker, but still taking baby steps. I wish it was a little bit faster, but he's got all the ability in the world. We just got to make sure he becomes a little bit more sound and flies around, but again, he's got all the tools. Just got to let it go.
Obviously, replacing the three seniors from last year is a tall task for anybody, but how do you feel Sunia and Cody are stepping up to the plate?
You know, I love what Sunia's doing. I think what Cody's doing, too. Those guys take a lot of ownership in the defense, and they are they're busting their butt. They're in the film room, and they put the investment into it to be not only good but great. So I'm excited for them. They just got to go out there and do their assignments and be a little bit nasty on the field. And once you do that, you know, good things happen.
Taysom Hill's a heck of an assignment to defend, especially for the linebackers and the mobile quarterback. How do you feel like you guys need to attack that?
You know what? I think it starts with making sure that we make tackles and finish when we do. You'll watch Arizona. There's a lot of times where there's a bunch of missed tackles. You'll watch last week versus Southern Utah with us, and we missed about 10 or 15 tackles. So we got to make sure that we become better tacklers no matter what, making sure we're running our feet, wrapping up, keeping our eyes up as well, and just not ducking down or lunging, but just making sure that we do a good assignment tackling football. And if we do that, I think we'll be okay. Taysom is a great athlete. He's a freak of nature, and great arm, runs well. So it's us just doing our job and making sure that we're focused on what we do and getting our eyes back to the quarterback when he does decide to scramble.
Same thing with Jamal Williams. He reminds a lot of people of number 23 for Utah last year, Devontae Booker. What's that going to be like going against him?
You know, he's a big, strong kid. I mean, 6'2", 220. He's built like the way the back should be built, and it'll be fun. We just got to make sure that, again, we got to tackle very, very well, or he'll slip a lot out of blocks, out of tackles where you're going low or your feet stop. You see it a ton of times with Arizona. So we got to be great tacklers, got to make sure we run our feet, got to make sure we play gap assignment football, and then you got to have the will to make sure you bring him down. You got to have more heart than the other guys. So I'm excited. We'll see, though. We'll see.